It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and researchers in our region. I'm Mark Newbar for 90.5 WESA News. In tech headlines, the Boston Symphony usually asks people to silence their cell phones and mobile devices before the music starts, but as part of an effort to draw in a younger audience, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is loaning select patrons iPads loaded with content specific to each performance. They'll be able to view sheet music for the pieces being played, video interviews with musicians, podcast about the composers, and analysis of the works themselves. The Pittsburgh Business Times says Facebook is looking at some office space in Pittsburgh. The Elmhurst Group has inked a lease commitment with Facebook to establish a Pittsburgh office at its new Schenley Place building about a block away from the Cathedral of Learning. The Times based its story on unnamed sources and says Elmhurst would not confirm the deal. This week, the Tech Report looks at documents no one ever reads. They come with every new app or piece of software, and they're required to be there by law. But whoever actually reads those privacy policy statements that pop up when you're trying to add something to your computer or smartphone?
I'm always in a hurry. I just click right through them. No one reads them. Yeah, it's like, yeah, no one reads them.
Everybody hits, I agree. So we're all in the same boat. We're on the same boat.
No, I usually don't.
Why not?
Probably because I'm impatient.
That was Phil Sauter, Susan McDonald, and Tim Abel. CMU Institute for Software Research postdoctoral researcher Florian Schaub has to read them all the time.
Privacy policies that we have at the moment, which are these long legal documents, are important and they play an important role. These privacy policies are typically not useful to users and are not meaningful to them.
Schaub says since those policies cover every possible interaction with the app, software, or website, they become worthless to a real user. He's suggesting that individual privacy notices should pop up each time a user is doing something new. Facebook and Apple have started to move in this direction.
How can these dialogues be integrated into how you interact with an app or with a website? So it's not annoying, it's not obtrusive, but it's actually helping you achieve whatever you want to achieve in that moment with the app.
Schaub says his group is building a set of best practices that can be used by technology producers. He says one advancement would be to allow users to opt in and out of data collection depending on what they are doing.
For example, if you're using an app and that wants to access your location because you're looking something up on the map, then of course your location needs to be accessed at that point in time. But when that same app is also tracking your location when you're not even using it, then maybe that's something you're not okay with.
Schaub says that conditional approval should not disable an entire app, just certain portions of it. But why would a company want to potentially miss out on collecting valuable data by helping users actually understand what is in that dense set of legal language?
If you do something that users might not expect as a company, but you describe it in a privacy policy on your website, if no one reads the privacy policy, it's the same as if you don't disclose your practices at all. So when someone actually starts looking at the privacy policy and these things come out, then there's usually backlash and an outcry in the media, social media.
Schaub says studies have shown that when users are well informed about data practices, it builds user trust and they are actually willing to share more data. Schaub's work has been hailed by privacy advocates and was included in a discussion on the subject at an industry-wide gathering last week in Washington, D.C. That's the Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.